Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me share a very interesting incident that happened in the city of Hira, when Zurara, the famous companion of the Ahlul Bayt, came in the presence of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. They prayed the afternoon prayers together, and after that Zurara told the Imam, جَعِلْتُ فِدَكْ لِحَاجَةٌ فَأَذِنْ لِي أَنْ أَذْهَبْ. There's something I need to do, please grant me permission to leave. The Imam asked Zurara, مَا عَجِلْتَكْ, what's the rush? Why in a hurry to leave? In other words, is there something really important you need to go for? Zurara replied, قَوْمٌ مِنْ مَوَالِيكَ يَفْتُرُونَ عِنْدِي. A group of your Shias are going to have iftar with me, or at my place. The Imam turned to Zurara and said, Ya Zurara, Badir, O Zurara, go, Badir, Badir. The Imam repeated this 3 times. This is too important, just go now. The Imam then turned to one of his companions and said, مَنْ فَطَّرَ مُؤْمِنًا كَانَ كَفَّارَةً لِذَنْبِهِ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ. Whoever breaks the fast of a believer or gives him or her iftar, this is kafara for his sins. وَمَنْ فَطَّرَ إِثْنَيْنْ كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever breaks the fast of 2 believers, it is upon Allah to grant him paradise. One of the beautiful practices of the month of Ramadan is to grant iftar to one another. Alhamdulillah, our centers donate iftar very generously, and this is something amazing. We should also bring this at home and make iftar time special for our family and our children. It's important that we take care of one another within our family during the month of Ramadan, help one another, but also make Ramadan a memorable moment, especially for children. Ask the elders, they will tell you about the fond memories they have of their childhood and iftars at home with families and friends. This is one important way to create a positive association with the month of Ramadan for our children and for ourselves.